East Carolina Manuscript Collection, Oral History Interview, conducted July the 14th, 1976, with Lieutenant General William K. Jones, U.S. Marine Corps, retired. This is reel number two of interview number two. This cassette contains only about 10 minutes of conversation.
General Case had the 4th Division, and he was extremely popular and a very fine division commander. General Shepard had the 6th Division, and he also, that was a division on Okinawa, and he also was a highly thought of and a very fine general. I didn't know General Rupertus, who had the 1st Division. Well, we were never in any close contact with the 1st Division after Guadalcanal. They were always operating in a different area of the Pacific from us, and I didn't know, so I didn't observe them. But I know that their Assistant Division Commander, Oliver Prince Smith, was a splendid officer. He was my battalion commander in Iceland as Lieutenant Colonel. And he had command of our 1st Marine Division in the Chosin Reservoir in Korea. And he was the one that said, retreat hell, we're just advancing in a different direction. That's when they moved from Reservoir back then.
I knew that his name was so familiar, I couldn't remember that was that quotation.
And he was a splendid, splendid gentleman. And admired him very much. He treated us all. In fact, he gave my wife away when we were married, because her father wasn't able to be there.
That became a rather famous quotation, didn't it?
Yeah. So he ended up as a three-star general in command of FMF Atlantic.
How did the two Smiths contrast?
Well, they were entirely different. In the General Oliver Prince Smith was a very, very scholarly man, and he had missed the first war. He was sent to Guam for garrison duty, and he always deeply regretted that and felt sort of an inferiority complex to men like Shepard and Cates, who made such tremendous records, and Bellow Woods and so forth. But they respected him, and he really knew his military history, and he taught us a lot. Very quiet spoken, smoked a pipe, very seldom touch a drop of liquor, except when he put on his eagles in Iceland, he did. I don't know if I covered that probably the last time.
No, you mentioned him being in Iceland, but I don't believe you.
Well, he came to me, and I don't know why, me and another Irishman with an Irish name, named Chason, Johnny Chason. He said he didn't know how to put on a wedding down party, but he'd like to have a wedding down party. Well, we didn't have any, he didn't allow any women in the mess there. Yeah, Icelandic girls, too many of them sympathetic to the Germans.
Mm-hmm.
And so we said, sure, that's easy, of course, because he was paying for the booze, and we just learned a lot of songs from the British up there. And that was our favorite pastime after dinner, was playing Penny Ante poker and singing.
Mm-hmm.
All our officers was in our Nissen hut that we used as an officer's club. And one of the songs we learned was called, a silly song called Do You Know the Muffin Man? And it was a repetitive deal. And that one is important. The way you did this was that you played follow the leader, and you balance your drink on your head and singing this song all the time. So some of us got pretty good at it, balancing the drinking, so I don't know if I was leading it or Chase on. And he played it with this old Oliver Prince Smith, and everyone was just amazed because he's always so dignified. Mm-hmm. And the trick was that if you spilt your drink, you had to buy another round of drink for the whole mess. So we could go up over the piano and come down the other side without spilling. He never got over the piano, and I'll never forget, he spilled three drinks all over. But he had the time of his life that night. He just laughed and thought it was funny as ever. But he was a very human guy. Now, the other Smith, Helen Mad Smith, had a very tough looking man. But he was just as softer than O.P. Smith. Because I've seen him. I mean, he came ashore after Tarawa, and he had tears in his eyes. And he loved his Marines with a passion, very sentimental, and was dearly loved, very highly thought of, and by all the Marines, and highly thought of by Admiral Nimitz. I only saw Admiral Nimitz. He decorated me after Tarawa with the Silver Star, and I was impressed with him. He's a fine-looking man. I always admired him, what I've read about him, know about him. I didn't know many of the other. I was too junior to know any of the other animals, really. So that's about all I really could tell you about the generals in World War II. Vandergriff came back to be commandant and did a fine job of it. Are there any other questions you have about before we leave the Second War?
Mentioning shoot, but I should save this until later, I suppose, until you get to Vietnam. But when you mentioned shoot a minute, months ago, I can't help but thinking of shoot's rather outspoken opposition to Vietnam after he mm-hmm. retired.
Well, probably the better sequence. He stayed on as chief of staff of the 2nd Division, even when General Watson was operating. And later on was relieved by Colonel George Good just before the end of the war, mm-hmm. and came on back to headquarters, where he was in the G4 section as a colonel. And I went to Quantico, and this was in the summer of 1945.
Note to remember.
Yeah, and then we'll take him up when we take it up the next time. I think probably this is as good a place as any, because we still have the, came back to Quantico after Korea. And that's when we had the Hogaboom board. Korea, there again, we weren't prepared. We'd been cut down to about 70,000 after the Second War, and I was at headquarters Marine Corps after Stockholm. So, talk about how we got all of our troops out to Korea. Boy, they were scattered all over. And MacArthur asked for the amphibious division, you know, Lee and Chan and all that. And then I finally got over there myself after the armistice. I signed the armistice while I was on my way out there. But I was there doing the prisoner exchange, which was interesting. And General Abrams, who later was Chief of Staff of the Army. Before that, he had the Vietnam deal. He was a colonel, Chief of Staff of the Corps I was in. I knew him then. That's my first time I met him. So, we probably knock off the next session when you return these things, finish your off.
Oh, I see.